on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome to the show. You are listening to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing. And this evening, we have another local hero here with us representing a whole team of heroes who have risen above just to make a difference in the lives of others because it's simply the right thing to do. So I would like to welcome Melissa Taiji. She's the program manager with FaithWorks Community Coalition. Welcome.
Hi.
And then also we have a community member who is here with us this evening. His name is Case Blunken, and he is joining us because we both just really love FaithWorks and what you do for the community, Melissa. We can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you.
So what I'd like to do, so here, let me give you a little premise. If you're just turning into the show for the first time, Heroes of the North State is really here just to shine a light on those who make a difference in the lives of others, like I said earlier, not because they have to, not because they're told to, not because their boss makes them. Simply, it's because it's the right thing to do. There are a lot of people in need. There's a lot of services, but there's also a lot of need. And so tonight, we want to talk about FaithWorks because they were founded back in 1998. And they were created by a collaboration of churches, if I understand that correctly, Melissa. And they initially focused on parents and helping people get off of county assistance.
Correct.
And help them return to work or school.
Yes.
So I know I've attended a couple of events, and I've met and heard some of the testimonies, and I'm not going to do it justice. So I'm going to hand the mic over to you. If you could give us a little bit of a background of what the FaithWorks Coalition, Community Coalition is.
Okay, yeah. That was a long time ago, huh?
Yeah.
In 2006 is when we actually put our building on the ground where we transitioned over into housing, and we're no longer doing the programming of it was kind of like a CalWorks thing. That's what the FaithWorks CalWorks.
Yes.
But it changed over in 2006 when Robert Scott wanted Francis Court on the grounds because he wanted to help homeless families with children.
And it's Francis Court. What is that?
Francis Court is transitional housing for homeless families with children.
Wow.
And so there's 12 units there.
Wonderful. Yeah. And then do you have a Francis Court 1 and 2?
Francis Court 2 and 3.
2 and 3.
And they are permanent supportive housing for homeless families.
So they're transitioning into 1 as maybe explain the difference for us.
So for the transitional housing, we have the families that are able to stay with us from 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
And while they're staying with us, they go through case management weekly. We have parenting classes, budgeting classes, youth services, just a lot of support. It's just a wraparound support.
Okay, so we'll come back. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. And then you have other programs. I saw several on your website and in conversation.
Yes, so we have Francis Court 2 and 3. And so those ones, as long as they have they still have kids, then they can stay in those permanent. So we've had somebody who stayed all the way till their kid was 18.
Nice.
And she left not too long ago. So there's 8 of those units, and they, a lot of the time it works out just where, you know, we're able to have the families transition over. But, so that's 2 and 3 Francis Court. And then we have House of Cornelius, and that is a fourplex, and 2 of those units are shared units with homeless veterans, single veterans.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's, so we're able to house 6 veterans up there.
6 total in the home.
Six total at a time up there because there's.
Wow. Okay. So then, you're here. Mm-hmm. It's 2025 already. Mm-hmm. When did you join the program?
When did I,
FaithWorks.
Okay. So I, 2006.
Yes.
Technically, because I was one of their very first residents at the at Francis Court.
So you had a need. How did they find you? How did you find them?
So I was me, my husband, and three children at that time. We have too many kids. me, my husband, and three children and one newborn at that time. We were homeless. We moved up here, and we were homeless. We both were using drugs right before my my son was born. Sorry, it's always hard to talk about it, but I'm gonna do it.
No, sorry.
Okay. And it's just hard when I look back at it. It's amazing to just be free from everything that I went through. But I was in a drug and alcohol program, and that I volunteered to go into when I had the chance of losing my children if I didn't. And they were talking about Francis Court. They're like, yeah, there's this place. It was built, and I'm like, I seen it. Cause when I had the baby, you know, my son, I seen it. It was below the hospital. Yeah, that's it. And then our pastors at the church we were going to told us about it too. And so I'm like, this is something I have to go and see if I can get in there. And so at that time we were in the car. So we were living in the car, and, we had the three kids that slept in the back seat, the newborn in the middle with me and my husband. And, I pulled up. And my husband had been at work at this time, and I pulled up and went into the office, and I said, hey, so they told me that, you know, you guys have an opening, and Robert Scott, he's walking down the stairs, and he's like, hey, and he starts, and he's like, what are you, and I'm telling him, well, I was like crying, like I need somewhere to live. And he's like, you said you're married? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, where's your husband? I'm like, well, he's at work. Because he had started working like a month prior.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, that's awesome. And then I'm like, yeah, and we just got married a week and a half ago.
Nice.
And he's like, well, you go pick him up from work. And I was like, right now? And he's, yeah, you go pick him up from work. You come back and you do an interview. And I was like, okay. And so his work, because he was working at Jiffy Lube at that time, and his work was so sweet because they were like, go, you know? And so we went and we did the interview with him. And it was like, it's hard to explain because we're accepting people with no deposit.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we accepted people. I mean, our waiting list is a little different the way it works now. However, but at that time it was like, I don't have giving you any money. You're not going to do a credit check on me. You're not doing a, like, you're just going to let me move in here. And they did. And, so that night I took him back to work. And then that night we pulled up, and there was a pizza in our apartment, and it was like,
oh my goodness. And
there was a couch, everything you could think of, it was in there. And it was like, and Robert would tell the story over and over again, how me and my husband like curled up in fetal position and cried in the community room to everybody. Goodness. And I was like, and how he just was like so moved. And I'm like, we hugged each other on the ground and was like, oh my God. Like, it had already been so many years of being homeless. We had just quit using drugs. We got married. He had a job. We were trying to do the right thing. And it's just like, we could not find housing. We could not make that next, you know, because there's so many obstacles when it comes to finding a house.
Yes. I completely agree with you.
So
do you mind me asking if I ask something too personal, let me know. How many years were you homeless, like in your car with your children? Help me understand, like, how you go from, were you raised in a family where you had a home and then you became homeless?
So my husband actually could have stayed with his mom probably if she wouldn't have like cut the ties with our drug use and kicked us out eventually. But it had been three years for us being together home. Yeah. Three years at that time. Yeah. That we were homeless. I had actually been homeless since I was, 14 at that time.
Okay.
And so I had my dad was, in and out of prison my whole life.
Yeah.
My mom, amazing, love her, but, she had a lot of mental health. Mm-hmm. And she kept a roof over our head until finally just one day she just was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's a lot. When you're dealing with mental illness, depending on the severity of your mental illness, it's a lot. It's a lot for someone who doesn't deal with that.
Yeah, so she was always there. Like, everywhere she went, I would go stay wherever because she was homeless too. So it was just, so I didn't really have, like, I did have a stability for a short period in my life, but it was way back when I was younger.
Okay. Yeah. So we were going to take a quick commercial break, but I do want to hear more about that. And I'm sure our listeners do too, in case, feel free to chime in if you have questions.
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back. Thank you for being so vulnerable. We appreciate you, Melissa.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Well, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Heroes of the North State, and this is Michelle Slade, and I'm with My Umbrella Marketing. And I'll tell you, I'm just a bit choked up because every show we have topics that just really tug at your heartstrings, and today actually brings tears to my eyes. So we're talking with Melissa, but in a happy way, because there's hope, and that's what this show is all about. Everyone struggles, everyone, with something at some point in our life, some more than others. And Melissa, you had a rough start, so you were, you know, you had, like you were saying, to catch up some that maybe are just tuning in. Your family life was a little bit rocky as a child. Your mom had mental illness, your dad had in and out of prison, and you were homeless with your mom from about 14 on. Fast forward into your adult life, you meet your now husband.
Yeah.
You guys became homeless with your 4 children living in your car for several years. Did I get that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then you come across through sobriety and through trying to just do the right thing for your family, you come across Faith Works.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when we left off, I was emotional, so I kind of forgot exactly where we left off. So can you pick up from where you left off?
We got accepted into the program at Francis
yay,
Court.
That's
so,
the whole part.
Yeah. We had been homeless, couch hopping, cars, all that fun stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
And we got accepted into the program, and the awesome thing about the program was when we went in there, the apartment was fully furnished. I mean, there was toilet paper, there was food in the cupboards, there was towels, there was bedding. We had 4 bags.
Yeah. So you went in that day because of a referral from someone you knew. And they did an interview,
mm-hmm.
and that evening you got to sleep in a bed.
I did.
With your children.
It was awesome, yeah.
I'd be on the floor crying, too, to be perfectly honest with you. And the pizza probably never tastes so good.
It was amazing. And I think we just sat in that living room for, like, ever and just, like, could not believe that we had our own place.
So in that place, so now you're in Francis' house of... One.
Yes.
You can stay there for how long? 12 months? 18 months?
18 to 24 months.
18 to 24 months. And during that time, what are you doing?
So you are case management weekly. So you have a case manager that meets with you weekly.
Okay.
And, I mean, recently it's been structured a lot where there's more wraparound services than ever.
Okay.
So just my case manager, which was awesome.
Yeah.
It's just that now we have youth services now. So not only are the parents getting the attention, but the children are. So it's preventative care. I mean, it's amazing, especially since I've worked there now going to be for almost 14 years and watching just how everything has just developed and just been, I mean, it's beautiful because you have case management, you have parenting, you have budgeting, you have, spiritual wellness, you have mental health, there's just, and then the kids are getting the opportunity to do all these things too.
And they're getting to watch mom and dad succeed, maybe fail a little until they succeed again in a safe environment.
Yeah. Well, I tell people a lot of the times too is that even though not everyone does amazing, and that's just the way it is. But even that short little bit of stability that we provide for, mm-hmm. The families that may not succeed or not, is amazing for those kids because mm-hmm. just it impacts them because they'll remember that structure. They'll remember that and hopefully they'll strive for it. I know that, like, personally I did when I did have stability. So I was like, I want that back.
Yes. No, I agree. And Melissa and I were talking over the phone when we were talking about this interview, and I had a very similar situation growing up. And there was a family in my life that to this day, I know for a fact that they were the stability. They were what I wanted to strive to become more like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it only takes that one person or that one family to really influence the outcome of us.
Yeah. Planting seeds.
Planting seeds. That's well said. Yeah. Yes. Sorry, Case, we're talking.
Oh, it's all good. I enjoy it.
Two women in a microphone. You can't get a word in. Oh, yeah.
I'm all good. I keep listening.
That's funny. So they go through case management. They do all of these things while they're there. And also they are paying into to be able to have a deposit, saving money, being able to have a deposit when they leave.
Okay.
To permanent housing. Because that's always a hard thing. Where are you going to come up mm-hmm. with this money at?
So you're working there. You don't have to pay the rent for that house. You're paying the rent for the future home?
You're paying the rent for there too.
For there too.
But
okay.
It's just part of your rent.
I see.
Since we don't ask for no money up front.
Yes.
So it's like you have, so it's, you have to
pay.
Well,
there's bills.
So yeah.
That's life.
Yeah.
and it's teaching budgeting skills.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So then, you made it successfully through the 18 or 24 months. And then you go into what happens? How do you transition?
So, our case manager's jobs are to work alongside you, walk with you, and help you fill out those applications, help you find a place that's going to be permanent for you.
Right.
So, we've been pretty blessed we've been pretty blessed with everybody making sure that they find somewhere.
Can you use Francis House 1 as a reference? Is that,
yes.
So it's a legitimate rental reference?
Mm-hmm. because you're paying rent every month, and you're, I mean, whether you were a good tenant, are you destroying the property? Are you reliable and stuff? And so it's a 2-year rental history. That's a big deal. You have a 2-year rental history. You have a deposit. So there's two barriers that we just helped eliminate.
And hopefully you've been able to find employment from the beginning and you have a 2-year work history along with it. So then you're going to transition into your own place potentially. Mm-hmm. And if my understanding is you get to take everything that's in the home.
Yes.
Every single thing.
Yes. So, and then we have amazing people in this community who will come and right after the family leaves and will come and redo that home.
That is such a blessing.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's rewarding to watch them walk into this place. And so we always film it now for the apartment sponsor, which we're always looking for an apartment sponsor.
Yes. Can you imagine? You know, the blessing is in the giving. I really believe that. I mean, yes, everyone loves a gift. We all get blessed from a gift. But I, at least for me and people that I know, when you give, it's, I don't know.
It feels great.
It just feels great.
It feels great.
Can you go a little bit into detail what it involves to become a sponsor of the apartment?
Yeah. So you call our office.
Okay. Good start.
No. It's really up to the sponsor how much they want to do, but typically what we need is you to have a team that is able to either use our, because we have a storage where we have furniture, mm-hmm. so you could use ours or you can store your own. Sponsors do it differently, however they want. Like they'll wait to, you know, they'll store up stuff for 2 years to get ready for a house. But you'll go in and you will bring all of these things in. To this apartment, you basically, like, you're going to be moving in there. What would you need in your house when you're moving in? Do you need, you need a couch? You need a dining room table? You need a chair? A
silverware.
Lazy boy chair?
Yeah.
You need silverware. You need, you know, that you need a bed. You need shower curtain. You know, all of those things. We have, you know, some of that stuff in our storage and some in our little shed that we have on our property. But it just depends on the sponsor. And so, so that's.
Are these new items?
So
new or gently used?
Gently
or just
used. Yeah, gently
because
used or
new. You have to be really careful. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, because you get stuff that's just.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
would you want it in your home?
No,
is the question.
That's the question
that you should ask yourself. Yeah. Would you want this in your home? Would you lay on this? Would you sit on this? Would you use this?
Yes. Nice.
Yeah,
great
that
rule.
Is nice. Mm-hmm. So, are you in need of sponsors at this moment?
We actually are. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a list of needs that the organization has that say, hey, we can always use this or we can always
we do on our website. We have a list of needs. So if you want to go, and I think it.
Can you reference that, Michelle, the website?
Yes, I can. It is, of course, faith-works.cc. So that's faith-works.cc.
Yep.
And I can tell you just from the testimonies that are on the website and from the images that you have on the website, the joy and the hope that is being instilled in these families is incredible. And we want to hear more about that when we come back. But like everything, got to pay the bills. So we're going to take a commercial break. Okay. We'll be right back.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and this is Heroes of the North State. And we're here with Melissa Taiji, and she's the program manager of FaithWorks Community Coalition. And we have just been talking from the heart because Melissa knows this program very well. She was one of the very first recipients to receive housing with her family, and now she's employed. You're the program manager. And I know that's a big title. I mean, not a big, it's a big responsibility with a...
Well, it's funny because yeah. What do you do? I don't know.
Yeah, everything. I manage everything. So we have been talking in depth. We could do a whole show on the very first Francis Court. We could do a whole show on that. But let's move on to Francis 1 and 2. How do you say
Francis
it?
Francis Court 2 and
2
3.
2 and 3.
Yeah, so Francis Court 2 and 3 is our permanent supportive housing. And so there, the families are able to stay. And they still receive services with us. So they still get to bring their kids over for the youth, for the transition youth services that we have with our youth case manager. They still get a case manager to walk with them. Because even though, you know, they're in permanent housing, there's always struggles that you have
yeah.
to, and especially because we want them to make sure they stay.
Yeah. Stay
permanent housing. So yeah. And it's, yeah, they still get to use our services with that program.
So you have these donations that come in. They set up the entire house. You move in. 24 months later, you take all your belongings. You go to your permanent housing, and you can stay in the permanent housing. You have a one-year-old. You can be there until they're 18?
Yes.
So Can they stay longer after the children are raised? Then it transitions probably.
Well, most
into
of them,
else?
I mean, we had a rare person that stayed for that long because most of them, they're like, they run out of space and they're like, now they want
to
move on
time
in their
fly.
Life. And so most of them don't. Most of them are like, yeah, thank you guys. You know, you're awesome. You walked even longer alongside of us, but we're ready.
Yeah.
And then they go, and that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, most of them don't stay that long.
Yeah. So here you are. You're a success story. You're there. You're the program manager. You know about all these different programs. So let's talk a little bit more about the House of Cornelius. Tell me about that.
So the House of Cornelius is for our homeless veterans. Mm-hmm. And there's single homeless veterans up there. And there are two apartments that are shared housing. So that's always interesting and fun. No, I love the veterans so much. They always have different things that we work on. We're working on ultimate goal, get housing.
Yeah.
That's our ultimate goal. But a lot of them usually have health issues. There's a lot of, you know, mental health issues. There's a lot more. A lot of the single veterans were living on actual streets instead of couch hopping or whatever, you know.
Okay. So the common denominator is the homelessness.
Yes. You have to be homeless to be able to, yeah.
Okay. And then can you be married? If you're a veteran and you're married, or is it single veterans?
It's single veterans.
Okay. I saw some of the testimonies on your website, and I'm telling you folks, you've got to go to faith-works.cc and watch some of these testimonies because they're life changing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, incredibly life changing testimonies on there.
Yeah. There's some really good stories on there. Yeah. I don't like watching mine all the time. Because it does make you, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good ones on there, so you need to go on there.
Yes. And so you also have a lot of community partners, but then we can talk more about that. But we have the options program as well.
Yeah. So we have our options program, and that is to prevent the homelessness part. You know, that's to help the people not become homeless. So that we do rent payments through the options program.
Okay.
They have a case manager. They also have to do, you know, they're also, you know, doing services like, some of them will do parenting. It just depends on where they are because some of them are single people. It's different demographic than the families. You don't have to have children to be in the options program.
Okay. So you can just be someone who lost their job, had a medical issue, something tragic happened, and you can no longer be independent and pay your own bills.
Yeah. There's all different kinds of issues that, arise that, you know, options or, program. We also have, we were just explaining, there's so many programs that we have. So if you don't fit into any of those ones, we have our care program.
Nice.
And our care program is, helping the homeless, you know, helping the homeless. So if we don't have room for them or we can't get them in through the coordinated entry system.
Yes.
We don't have space. There's not enough apartments.
Yeah, right.
Then we try to help them find somewhere else. So
you're helping with placement in other organizations, other nonprofits or
wherever we can get them that they're going to be housed.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because you get so many calls, you want to help everybody, and it's like, if you can't, you're like, okay. So the director, she's like, it's called care.
Yeah, well, it is because it's a connection. You're like a spoke on the wheel, basically.
Yeah.
You're connecting them to all the different services as well.
Yeah.
And it's difficult, I think, for anybody that's homeless to get a normal start again because you don't have any resources to start.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what you need to say, hey, go over here and then do this and we'll get you going that way. And big thing.
Yeah, and then it's just awesome because our case managers are going to stick with you and help you through, you know, help walk with you through all of it. So
what is a case manager like? What's a day-to-day life? What's that look like for a case manager? Like, are they helping you get maybe public assistance? Because I'll tell you, just to get cash aid or CalFresh.
Yeah, they're helping you
get
income.
It's incredible.
Income, documents for – I mean, that's
exactly.
The whole thing right there. You have – get the documents for the income, filling out the stuff to get the documents. How are you going to get the ride to go get the documents? Those documents are out of state. Okay, so now we need to get online and figure out how, you know. Stuff that we're like, well, we'll just go down to Social Security and do that. No, it's a whole process.
It's not – each thing is a web of things you have to do. And so – and that's what we started talking about at the beginning of the show. It's hard for someone who – seemingly can figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have your driver's license, you don't have your birth certificate, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
And some, like, you know, I didn't know how to get any of those things.
Yeah. And you don't have a computer.
And yeah. Now you're an expert.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I've gotten this many.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's the case managers help teach. And so that's like, I think it's, yeah. I'm always telling them, you guys are teachers. You're helping teach and guide. And it's like, it's just it's a learning experience for our clients.
So can I ask you something about the funding? Where does the funding come from for your organization? Because that's got to be very hard and all over. Mm-hmm. Is there any government funding involved in state, county, or?
So, depending on the program, I can't even tell you all the names of it because my brain just
stopped.
There are, it's different grants and, private and donations and more grants, and we got blessed with an amazing director that knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. She's flourished this program.
Wonderful. So,
yeah, she's
that's
wonderful,
Crystal. Yeah. What is Crystal's last name?
Spencer. Yeah.
She is remarkable. You two are a mighty team, that's for sure.
I think we do pretty well together.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, definitely. Do you have any volunteers that help you with some of these things also? Or do you have a need for volunteers? Or?
We're always needing volunteers. Yes. People I was trying to go down my list for like people for when we have like our events for our families. And I'm like, I need somebody to run this booth.
Yeah.
I need somebody to help stuff these eggs. I need somebody.
Yes. You know, it's funny because I did a lot of nonprofit work throughout my adult life. And one of the main things in a nonprofit is volunteers. And I always ran across like, oh, I can't do that. No, we need people to stuff envelopes. We need people to clean up the warehouse. We need people who will go out and speak on our behalf. We need people who will work with our clientele.
I need people who love organizing and want to help me organize our sheds.
Yep.
I mean, there's just,
a need for everything. Mm-hmm. So I did notice there's a link on your website for volunteerism.
There is.
So any criteria you have to meet?
No, well, you just go on there and you fill out what you're interested in and what you're not interested in. And then we get a lovely email and we put you in a list. When event comes, I'm going to call you. Oh, when this comes, I'm going to call you.
So, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so again, it is Faith Works Community Coalition for all of you listening. If you have someone who you know is homeless, someone who's on the verge of being homeless, someone who has addiction issues, talk about that a little bit.
So we do what's called coordinated entry. And so that's how we have that's how we get our residents for Francis Court. For Francis Court and House of Cornelius.
Okay.
And that goes on the most vulnerable population.
Yeah.
Because there's, it's called coordinated entry and there's called access points. So there's different places. So depending on if you like get CalWORKs, you can sign up there, or if you're at a certain, Shasta Community Health Center, you can sign up there. There's different places, but you could call us and we would give you that information on where to get signed up.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. How are we doing with time, David? Time to take a break? Okay, we will be right back, and we're going to learn a little bit more about FaithWorks Community Coalition. Thank you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State and with My Umbrella Marketing. We're here tonight with Case Blanken. He's one of our community members. And then Melissa Taiji. She's with FaithWorks Community Coalition. She's the program manager, and her testimony brought tears to my eyes, literally. Mm-hmm. But as we're on the break, we're talking about her family story. And Melissa, I want you to just tell us, like, all the joy that's come from you going to the program, working with the program. Like, what's happening with your family now?
Well, we when we left FaithWorks, Francis Court, one of the things was that we, with our case manager, we set a goal for 5 years. And so our goal was in 5 years we would buy a home. And it was 5 years and 3 months, and I laugh about it all the time. So we bought a home within the 5 years, 3 months of graduating from there. And I just, like, at night, sometimes I'm just, like, amazed by how much God has blessed me. My daughters, I have six kids now.
Oh, my
gosh. Then three extended. So it's, my house is full of just love and joy. And I have my daughter who, she just got done with Simpson. Got her bachelor's at Simpson. She's so cute because she's 21. And she says, hallelujah. How many 21-year-olds do you know that have their bachelor's and it's paid for?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so proud of you. You are my child.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah. And then I have, my other daughter, she does the College Corps program, and she, is at FaithWorks.
Nice.
So she gets to go there and College Corps,
I saw her on the website.
Yeah. So Lena. Yeah. So she's doing a lot of the youth, the youth stuff, and it's a youth advocate there. And she's like, Mom, this is so, she's like, I just fall in love with these kids, Mom.
Oh, that is fantastic.
She's like, can we go home and go get that dress that I had? And I want to give it to her because she's like, it's amazing to watch the, what comes from just like now, it's extending because they want to help people now, and it's like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Case, I think you said it best on the break. Say it again. She didn't just change herself.
Oh, it changed the whole family. Made the whole family go forward. How much better can you ask for?
Yeah.
With a simple step. help. That's all you have to do is help and show them the way. And how did it go?
Yeah.
You saved the whole family. How much better can it be?
Generations, really. You
should be very proud of that.
Yeah, very much so. So tell me about, so Lena, she's doing the kids programs, parts of that. So we didn't really talk about the change that has happened with the children's programming.
Right. So now they have a youth case, they have a youth case manager. Well, we have two youth case managers now. Awesome.
That is awesome.
Well, yeah, because there's more kids than there is adults. They outnumber us for sure.
Yes.
So they get the, you know, they'll get their, mental health services that we have that we will, have for them. They have it's called Scribble Spots. It's so cute to watch. It's about their emotions and stuff. There's so many different, like, there's life skills that they that we do for the older ones, making sure that you know they're all caught up on shots and that they, you know, and that they're everything is, like, you know, when you're homeless you don't think, you know, I know I didn't for my kids, you know, have everything taken care of like that, like they
you're
all need
trying to survive.
No, they all need it. Everything when we got into a place. So it's awesome to watch to have this transition program for these, for the children, because it's preventative. It's so that hopefully we don't see them.
Yeah.
And we'll make them productive members of society. What else can we ask for?
Yeah. And then, like I said, you know, like with one of, with my daughters, then they want to help other people. And it's just this endless flow of just like, I was helped and now I want to help someone. And it's like,
it's contagious. I've said that my whole life. When you give, and when you get involved, it makes your children want to give and get involved, and it becomes that community that helps each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it's
wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. So we also know that we talked a little bit earlier about funding. This stuff doesn't just happen for free.
Yeah, no.
So it takes funding, and I'm going to do a little shout out to our listeners for you on behalf of FaithWorks, because what a blessing you are to our community, because those you are helping is helping our community. It's shaping our community and making it a better place, not only their individually and their family and their children's, but for all of us. Mm-hmm. And so it's our community that we can give back. So I'm putting a challenge out there for anyone who is able to give a dollar, give $5, give $20, give $100, give $5,000. If you can just do a little or do a lot, it will change lives. It'll make a difference for those in our community. And the way to do that is to pick up the phone and make a phone call and just say, hey, I want to give. And that number is 530-917-2684. Again, 530-917-2684. Or go to faith-works.cc, and there's a donate area on there as well. And ask for Melissa. I don't know if you do fundraising in your program manager hat.
Yeah, and I think I was telling you too that because we're coming to where we do have a fundraiser coming up, how and we're in need of stuff for baskets for our fundraiser. And so if you want to bring those by the office.
That would be amazing. So baskets don't have to be hard, and you've got anything. Beauty basket.
Yoga basket.
Head
basket.
Where's your office located at, Melissa?
It is 2825 West Street, and it is number one.
2825 West Street, number one. Normal business hours, 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And for those of you, maybe you can't find it, I hope you can, because it's going to be pretty easy. You can always drop it off here at the station. Say it's for FaithWorks. They'll get it to me, and I'll get it to you for sure.
Yeah. And just be paying attention to Facebook. You know, Facebook is like, we're always throwing stuff out there on Facebook when we're in need of things. And on our website, you can sign up for our newsletter, and then you get to see all the pictures and beautiful kids and all the fun stuff.
Yeah, so I'm looking through the website earlier today, and I run across Gia.
Oh, did you?
Yes, at the fundraiser, one of our friends that they were our guests at our table at the fundraiser. So tell us about the fundraiser that is coming up. It sounds like your tickets are sold, but we do have a way that you can donate through the baskets. But tell us what the fundraiser is for those that might want to get on board for next year.
So it's awesome because, as you guys know, going to them is that you get to hear clients' testimonies. yes. in, you know, more in depth than you, you know, and you get to mingle too. That's fun and eat, but it's awesome to watch each program that we have. We try to make sure we have a speaker for each program and to see the change and to see what we're doing. And I love listening to it because it just reminds me of what we're doing, of what, you know.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's a beautiful, it's a fun night. It's, you get to do raffles and yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's, and it's held at Wind River.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is there information on the website? I'm not certain if I,
so we might have taken it down already because we sold out.
Yeah, on your tickets.
Yeah. But, we will be doing another one soon. So that's why I said sign up for those newsletters because you will get a warning way ahead of time.
Yes,
and then
absolutely.
You can help me make more tables because we didn't make as many as I wanted this year.
So some of my favorite baskets are those baskets where people do like the spaghetti basket.
Yeah.
Let's say it's just a themed basket. I'm thinking Case and I go to a lot of events too, so we're like, what are some of my favorite things? Sometimes I just like, I mean, could we do like a bike? Is that allowed? Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, sometimes I just like the basket.
I know the basket, not the stuff in it.
I'm like, that's a beautiful basket. I really want that basket.
I've seen some really nice, purses are in the silent auction.
Yeah.
Dining.
Yeah, there's all kinds of.
Also ways to get involved. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So.
So that's an immediate need. We need
that
some basket for your upcoming fundraiser.
Because it's next week, so yeah.
Yeah, so please, if everybody's listening, that would be great. Is there anything else? We got a couple of minutes, and I want to make sure if there's anything that I may have missed.
I think, I mean, we went over, we went over Francis Court, Francis Court 1, 2, 3. We went over House of Cornelius, options, care. We talked about transitions.
So I'd like to just give a shout out. If you are someone who, comes across somebody in need, don't be afraid to ask them if they need help. Because I think that there's a stigma of being afraid of homeless people. And I know there's different, segments of homelessness where you just need to mind your own spirit and be, you know, careful about where you go and what you do. But at the same time, you might be the only person that looks them in the eye that day.
Yeah.
And
no,
I think also our veterans, they deserve way more than we're giving them.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And I mean, a smile, I mean, it can go like so far.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how, I mean, I told one of our case managers because she's like, well, I don't know what to do about this. And I told her, I said, you don't even know that little talk that you just had with her. You don't even know what that's going to do. Like you're planting seeds in these people's lives.
Yes.
And you may not get to see what they do, but I promise you, as someone who has had many seeds planted, it impacts them.
Yeah.
It
and
really
it's small
does.
Small steps. There's not from one way to the other to get it fixed overnight. People need little seeds, like you say, and it's just little starts, little steps, and pretty soon they're going on their own, and that's a very worthwhile cause.
And then as a community, a strong community, help water those seeds.
Yeah.
Talk to that person. Help that person.
Yeah. It can be little things.
Yeah.
So, and a word of encouragement goes a long way.
It really does.
Yeah, and I really love your care program because when we're looking at all the things that you can tangibly do through Faith Works, and everything has a limit to some regard. You know, if you're full, you're full.
Yeah.
And so you don't just close the door and go, sorry, we can't help you. You're putting a reach out to another organization to say, help us help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's, and it is. And that's why I was, well, you don't fit into any of this, or even if they're like singles, you know?
Yes.
They don't have children. They're not a veteran. And some of them, they're not drug addicts. They just need help.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome to be able to have the opportunity to offer that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. We're down to our last minute. I just want to tell you I can't thank you enough and your entire team for what they do for our community at FaithWorks. And I just, from me to you, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, true heroes.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
absolutely.
No, we definitely have a strong team, especially when you got God on your side.
Yes, that's a true story. So fits for all of our listeners, this definitely fits the a whole criteria of what Heroes of the North State is. It's people coming together to help up other people because it's simply just the right thing to do. Yeah. So thank you again. Good luck with your fundraiser. Thank you, Case, for coming and joining us.
Absolutely.
And we will see you next month.
Thank you.
It does go fast.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.